Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sponsoring this week on Staying Relevant is Hinge. I am very, very excited about this one, Samuel.
Oh, Hinge, the dating app designed to be deleted. It is very up your street, to be fair.
There is an opportunity for you to be involved, though, Sam.
Any excuse to meddle in your love life. I love it.
With voice prompt, my best friends take on why you should date me. You can actually lean on your friends to hype you up to potential matches. Try not to get too excited, Sam.
I would be the best hype man for you. You know I would. I'd talk about your smell and then move on to how you always take care of anyone in your group on a night out and also how you bring little snacks in your briefcase. They're very endearing qualities.
Wow. Just wow, Sam. As we found out there, it's not easy to see your own green flags, especially if you're humble and self-deprecating like me. Add that to your list, Samuel. But it is easy for your friends to do so on your behalf.
Now, I'm glad you like my suggestion, Peter, and download the dating app Hinge and try its voice prompts today.
Hello, mate.
Yeah, she's got massive and then I actually blocked the thing. Okay.
Yeah. You've blocked the toilet?
No, that's terrible.
No, I haven't blocked the toilet. I've just signed the sink I've blocked. Why did you... The sink?
I don't know what's happened. I haven't. Just don't go onto the number. Don't go on the floor one, lose. That's all I'm saying.
Floor one?
Like, what have you been doing in that toilet?
Listen, you never on your own floor.
Welcome to Staying Relevant, the podcast with two bestest of bestest pals, brothers in arms and blood sisters.
Yeah, as you have probably guessed by now, we've got a guest, which is why Sam is sat so close to me. So it's my least favourite time of doing the podcast because it means he touches me non-stop. I will be swearing and I will be drinking. If you don't like that, go yourself. Catch us every Monday when the podcast comes out, wherever you get your podcasts. Every Friday on YouTube, you can watch all the visuals. Rate, review, do all that crap. Follow us on Staying Relevant Podcast on Instagram, Snapchat and TikTok. I think that's about it, isn't it?
It is. You've done that really, really
well. How have you remembered all that, mate?
Because I do it every week.
That's amazing.
Yeah, no, it is. I'm going to be honest,
really
Sammy.
Impressive. Within about 2 minutes.
And as you can tell by the voice, we are joined by ex Love Island winner. Actually, not even ex, because it's still your year. Love Island winner, Sammy Root, baby, come on!
Thanks, Sam.
Sammy, you this is your first ever podcast, isn't it?
Like, actually, it is, mate. Yeah, you're taking my podcast virginity, mate.
Yes, mate, that's sick. I'm so
surprised you've got any virginity left. Oh, podcast virginity sounds great.
Let's not go down that road, mate.
Are you nervous?
Anyway, I don't get nervous, Pete.
Oh,
only when you look at me.
Good
look
answer, thank you. A lot of people say that.
Mm.
You have got one of them stares.
He has.
Yeah. Have you seen his eyes?
Creepy.
I can't look into them for too long.
Yeah. They're real deep.
Start giving me weird thoughts.
Deep blue.
I'm not a fucking hypnotist. Give you weird thoughts. Well, from behind, I'm a lovely looking lady.
Oh, are you?
Sammy, I've got to say though, mate, we struggle for guests sometimes on this podcast. And I want to know how hard was it getting you on this show? Oh, did they beg? Did the production beg?
Do you know what, mate? Obviously, I met you boys at the NTAs, didn't I? I'd consider you friends. So.
Oh,
do you know what? Get me on there. Why
You're
not
going to regret saying that by the end of this.
I am, but hold on.
Mate, this, do you know what? We've only ever had Katie McDermott from any Love Island series before, but we couldn't pass.
It's all privilege. Wait,
oh, we've had Chloe
Who's
Burrows,
Chloe?
Haven't we? Chloe Burrows on fucking thing.
Did she do Love Island?
Oh.
So we've had a lot of Love Island.
I don't even feel privileged anymore.
So basically, you're one of the many. Basically, we've had loads.
One of many.
And but, mate, you are someone that is quite a special guest because you won it. We've never had a winner on before.
Have you not?
Zara got booted off after a week. Chloe did slightly better, but you are a winner. So thank you for being here, mate. Why has it taken so long for you to do a podcast?
Mate, since you come out, it's just a whole whirlwind. It's just like one thing after another, and just having the time
to come do them, mate. Put yourself down
basically,
here.
You've been too busy for us.
Pretty much, mate. Yeah.
Excellent. Understandable, yeah. Because obviously you're in the high of your work life and we're on the decline. We have lots of time.
Yeah.
We're on the lots of time.
Lots of time.
Yeah, as we get older, you all keep getting younger, which is awesome.
I'm 22.
Oh, fuck me.
Well, how old are you two?
I'm 35.
Yeah?
I'm 27.
You're 31.
I don't know.
Well, you can't say 27.
Okay, 30.
You can't. You're
30.
31. You've got crow's feet.
Well, it's fucking all right. Jesus Christ.
Listen, I know I have had for years. I look like an old Chesterfield sofa, but your eyes, like you can tell now.
What's a Chesterfield sofa?
It's like an old sofa that you get in a pub. You know, the old leather ones that are like mahogany and they're a bit scratched and they've got fag burns in and they smell like piss. And
but that's you.
It's basically me, yeah. If you put a Chesterfield sofa with legs, it's effectively me.
Sammy, I have to just sort of pre-warn you, Pete's never watched Love Island in his entire life, mate. So
bang out of order.
Yeah, no, do you know what? It's...
Why were you asking me for pictures at NTA's?
That is very well done, but we all know that's a lie because you actually put a picture of me on your grid, mate.
Do you know what? You're right.
So
it was on the beer.
It was the last picture.
He's on the beer. But you know, I've never watched Love Island mainly because I think it's shite.
I love it.
But also, I'm saying that I think all reality TV is crap. I've never watched myself in any of the crap that I've done. I like serial killers and animals, but there aren't any reality shows with them in.
You love a bit of reality, don't you?
Oh, we actually love it. That's why I love Love Island.
I do as well, though.
Dude, Love Island to me was I got a real obsession just during lockdown. When like there was nothing else to do, and I literally just binged every single series. I binged every single episode of the one that was showing just after lockdown, and it never really stopped from there, mate. This series, I think, and I'm not saying this because I worked on it, I thought it was absolutely fucking brilliant.
Yeah, he's just saying that because he worked on it.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. I genuinely absolutely loved it, mate. And I thought that you had one of the best. I mean, Pete doesn't notice, so we're gonna have to take this.
Go on,
Pete. But you had a really great character arc is what I would call it.
Oh my God.
I'll tell you that. What does that mean? I got bet like...
Yeah, you came in. I think a lot of people went, oh God, he's going to be the resident fuckboy or whatever. And actually, mate, you know, you sort of grew. And also, it's quite hard, I think, to come in as not an original...
Yeah, and then
sort of like be thrust into a villa where people already know each other.
When did you come in
like
there?
I come in like day 4 or 5. So it was relatively at the beginning, but still like when you walk in, obviously they just kind of said to me, yeah, you're doing 3 hot tub dates. And I'm thinking, all right.
That's a fucking other way to start that.
I've got to get some game from somewhere. Just pulled out, just waffling to these girls. And then I'm walking in hand and there's just a load of fellas just bogging me out, looking like they want to kill me.
So what do they call it when someone comes in? A bombshell. So you was a bombshell.
I was a bombshell.
You've been straight in for the hot tub. Do you pick the hot tub people?
Yeah.
So why did you pick the three that you picked? And who did you pick?
So I picked Jess, Ella, and Molly. Ended up with Jess.
Yeah.
Like I just, do you know what it is? I'm quite, as soppy as it sounds, I'm quite a personality person. So it's hard to judge a book on its cover. Yeah, I just kind of said, listen,
counts,
these three, it's
what's inside that counts, innit?
I mean, sometimes.
Yeah, right, of course.
Next question.
Pick three lovely looking birds, but it's what's inside that
counts. That's all I care about.
Sammy, look, just for someone like Pete who hasn't watched it, how would you explain it to Pete, though? Like, what is Love Island to you? Because you've done the whole experience.
That's a proper deep question, sir.
Hey, we
I can't really get deep about Love Island. It's just it's just one of them things. I mean, I watched it for years anyway, so I thought, yeah, it'd be sick to get on there one day. Managed to get on there, managed to win it.
Yeah.
For me, it was just a very enjoyable experience. A lot of fun. Got acted like a bit of a twat at some points, which I think
everyone does at some point, right? You're in a scenario where like there's like so many, you know, you're obviously trying to impress people. You also sort of, there's other people there that might make you, well, would make me feel a bit insecure as well. And that made you act out
everyone
a bit. Yeah, I would die, mate. Honestly, I'd be so shit in Love Island.
But you wouldn't do it?
I'd be terrible, mate. Not a chance.
Someone said to you, though, say someone said to you 5 years ago,
fucking hell. 31. I'm 31.
Right, so say someone said to you when you was 25,
No, man. So I look like Gollum. People tell you, I would get sent off after one day.
It's what's inside the camp.
It's not what's inside the camp at all. Not a chance.
No, but people always like the sort of like the runt, don't they?
Mm.
Like people always like the
run of the litter.
Always does quite well, and everyone's so like, and you
like an underdog.
They go, he's funny.
Yeah, like you'd get like pity dates. You know what I mean? Like, oh yeah, we'll go for him, God, because the audience will love
him. He makes me laugh.
Yeah, yeah, no, exactly. I don't fancy him, but like, I can see him being my friend. Yeah. That's sort of how it would, I imagine it would go. So I wouldn't do it personally. Do you know what I do like about what you just said though, Sammy?
Go on.
You've watched it before and you were like, that would be cool to go on to. Because you know what it's like when everyone goes on, they go, oh, I've never watched the show before. It's like, of course you fucking.
No, yeah, yeah, literally. I'll just be straight up though. Yeah, I watch it for time.
I like that.
I used to like it.
Because you know when people say that, like, there was one girl who was on the series before you called Sammy. I remember it was
another Yeah.
And she literally was like in her VT. She's like, I've always loved Love Island. Like, I want to get a water bottle and stuff. And I really rated that. It's the people who think they're too cool. You go and go, oh, I've never watched it before.
You can just get them off Amazon though, can't you?
You can.
It's not the same thing, Pete.
Yeah, oh, yeah,
is it not right?
No.
Okay, it's
not the same thing. Experience.
Mate, I was talking about water bottles. I remember I did my VT before you go on there. And they, like, I'm sat there, yeah, I've got like cameras on me, I'm doing this, doing that, and then I'm there for like 3 hours, and it was only when I'm sat there, yeah, and they come over and they say, oh, can you do a video of your water bottle? And I see my water bottle and I'm just like, I'm like starstruck.
And
like,
I'm doing it.
That's my name.
Yeah, yeah. And then you get the suitcase.
Yeah, now I've got a suitcase. Yeah, got two, suitcase. Got a little one as well.
Have you kept it?
Yeah, of course.
That, man, that's so cool. I've got one with Sam on it. And I've still got Zara's, weirdly, as well. I use Zara's Love Island case sometimes to go around places. Yeah.
I wonder if anyone listening to this gives a fuck about the suitcase. Because I don't.
All right, fine. Well, let's move on then. Sammy, mate, you've come out. You've won. It's been a whirlwind. Your manager's over there. I'm sure she would agree. It's been an absolute whirlwind. What's it like?
She looks tired.
Yeah, yeah, she does.
She's had enough. What have you been doing to her? Yeah. What have you been doing?
What is it like? Because we'll never experience that. We'll never experience the highs of coming out of probably the biggest show in the country and like also winning it and being eyeballs on you at all times. Like, what is that feeling to someone who's never been in that situation?
Mate, see, when I won it, even up until, like, everyone says this, yeah. Well, I've always watched people and they say, yeah, it was so surreal. But like, genuinely, even up to about a month after, it just, even now, still, it just really doesn't feel real. Like, it's like such a surreal feeling. It's mad. Like, I'm walking in there, I still feel like the same old Sammy, but then I'm walking past, someone's like, oh, can have a picture. And I'm like, when I first come out, I'm like, huh, me?
Do you remember the first time someone asked you for a picture?
Yeah. I was at the airport. Where
was it? You was at the airport?
On the way home, yeah.
And what was it
weird?
Like? Was it weird?
It's proper weird, mate. I'm like,
have you had anyone give
you? They asked me for a picture and I just looked at her like this.
Have you had anyone give you abuse yet?
I mean, yeah.
Yeah?
A little bit here and there.
What's the worst you've heard?
I get a lot.
I had a lot about my trim.
About, really?
Sammy, I'm going to be honest with you there, big guy. You're a good looking fucker.
Thanks, mate.
I always say, I said this to you before,
so are you.
Put it in front of your face.
Well, I usually do, but I run out of curling cream, so.
Fair enough, I love it.
What do you mean put it in front of your
He's
face?
He's basically, when Sammy puts it like that, God, I sound like I'm such a loser.
Yeah, but you do that because it'll recede.
Yeah, but I'm going bald. But
he's
like,
got a lovely
yeah,
hair.
Yeah, but I look a bit prettier when I do it all messy and curly.
Yeah, you do, mate. You look very nice. Very nice indeed.
Thanks,
but hey,
mate.
It's not about me and you, Sammy.
Right? So you've just left me on. You look pretty with a fringe.
He does. He looks lovely with a fringe.
You know me?
Yeah. It's a bit airspray.
Like you hurt
mate.
Your head.
It's a bit airspray.
Oh, right. As it heads,
it's really
right,
move.
Okay. Excellent.
But, mate, you like, I imagine like the jobs are coming thick and fast. Like, I imagine that you've.
Oh, you remember
got,
them days?
Yeah. I was about to say, you got deals coming out your eyeballs.
Yeah.
And, like, has it been fun? Have you literally just sort of like been just raking it in?
I mean, doing all right.
My guy's got a fucking rollie on and a pair of LV trainers. He's Kiko.
Yeah, he's not doing bad.
He's spotted me out already, isn't he?
What did you do before?
What did I do before? So I was an electrician for a while.
Oh, sparkly, then, lovely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't pretend like,
work
look
pants,
at you
it?
Already being like, oh, yes, yeah, I'm one. Yeah, I'm sparky. Yeah,
was you sparky?
That's a good, no, fuck me. I did fuck all before.
Oh, fuck me. Then I was project manager for a little bit and then fucking went into the villa.
Okay, so life is very different now. You obviously
very, very different.
Yeah. Do you prefer it now?
I do.
Do you? Oh, see, I regret ever doing TV.
No, he says it all the time.
No, you don't.
You don't, mate.
100% do.
Yeah.
Mate, whenever we do a TikTok dance, Sammy, Pete will turn around to me and he'll go, that sentence in itself pretty self-explanatory. But he'll
you do TikTok dances?
Yeah. Come whenever on, we mate. Do TikTok dances, he'll
I don't
turn
even
around.
Have TikTok. This is the funniest thing. They all
yes,
just dance. No, I don't have TikTok. No,
I fucking love it.
Yeah, I'm an adult. No, but the
I'm not.
But yeah, TikTok's just not for me, but obviously do it for him. But I regret doing it. Because I miss my old life.
What was your old life?
Oh, here we fucking go. Don't get him started for the love of
no,
God.
No, we won't go into what I
mate, do it quickly.
No, we won't go into what I used to do, but I used to have a real job. And then
what was your real job?
Go just say it.
I was an international sales director for a minute.
Oh my God! It's just so cringy.
Aside from that, I just miss being at go to the pub and do normal things without everyone watching what you're doing all the time.
Yeah, I hear you on that, to be fair.
Like, I went out for my friend's birthday Wednesday, and if you go out with, like, your mates that are not part of that kind of world, and then people are asking for pictures and doing.
Yeah.
They just talk to you and they just like take that picture and they're just fucking rude to your mates because they just.
Yeah.
And I always feel like I'm interrupting people's nights and I feel, I just wish I'd never done it. And obviously, if I'd never done it, I would never have met Sam and that would have been a bonus as well.
That's true.
See, this is where we
just like, put a massive downer on my new career. Yeah. Thank you anyway.
I love that. Sam, I mean,
yeah, but to be fair, like, you know, I think.
You're really, really setting him up for a good
brilliant.
One, aren't you, mate?
So glad I did Love Island.
Yeah. No, enjoy the first year because it is downhill from there.
Okay. At least I know now.
Yeah, and that's if you make it. A lot of people don't make it past a year.
Maybe we should open up our own pub where just we go to.
I would fucking love to do that.
We won't let anyone else in.
Oh. But this is where we're
different. Just sitting there and we just moan.
Yeah, 100%.
For hours.
That's
everything.
Sounds like a new podcast, that as well.
Yeah.
I always think.
I'll take that.
This is where we all differ because I fucking love it.
So. No, I can't even lie, I do.
Mate, I love it. Mate, anytime anyone goes to have a photo of you, I literally
I well up
and I cry and I go, mate, of course you can. Do you want a hug?
I take that 15 photos.
Dude,
is that enough? Do you want another one?
Mate, it's so awesome. And also the things that we get to do, like the fact that we do a podcast is pretty fucking awesome, Pete. Can't lie.
Well, it's better than a real job, isn't it? That's the only thing.
Like, if you think about...
Is it so easy doing what we do that actually you don't really have to...
That's what I'm saying.
Working?
Like, when I think about like waking up at 5 a.m. and going on a freezing cold work site, I just think, yeah, I'm happy doing what I'm doing now. Don't want to do that.
Look, mate, you know, we host a show. It's called Staying Relevant.
Oh,
right above your head. What does staying relevant mean to Sammy? What do you think it means? How would you describe staying relevant to people? What would you have to do?
I think, again, it's a big question, but I mean, staying relevant, you can see it in a few different ways. Do you know what I mean? Like, you can see it as, just being on TV, everyone knowing who you are, blah, blah, blah. But also, staying relevant as in, I don't know, making a career out of doing something you want to do. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you do stay sort of in this game and you're a big enough character, I think you can go far. So,
I think the only thing, obviously, for us is what, fucking 10 years now?
God, it's depressing.
Is that long you've been doing it?
Yeah.
9 years.
Like, when did you get into TV?
I was
35.
Yeah, I was 25.
He's 25.
I started on Taylor, yeah. I wasn't fucking. I didn't get in at 35. I'm not 45 now, you fucking prick. I've done well. I just picked up on that one. No, that went. Fuck me, I had to backtrack on that.
It's age.
But yeah, fucking 10 years. And I think at the beginning, you always have like all these different things that you want to do. And you like, you know, you want to go and do this, that, and the other. And in the end, you just do whatever pays the bills. So you're at the height of your relevancy because you're the current Love Island winner. How low will you go?
Yes.
How low will I go?
Yeah.
Ooh.
What can you
we've done some stuff, Sammy.
Oh, have you
done some stuff? Yeah.
Yes, we have done.
Let me see.
Just go on his TikTok. We've done some embarrassing shit.
Do you do PAs anymore? Does that happen? Public appearances? Turn up to nightclubs?
Kind of.
There's a few here and there. I imagine
did quite a few.
But did you?
Back in the day, the PAs were what is the equivalent of social media posts now? PAs were the one.
What were you called?
PAP back in the day.
No, I've done quite a few.
I think 1 year I did 250 in a year across the country.
Fuck off.
No,
and they were called the pirate tours.
And we used to do full tours and we used to do like 30 nights on the bounce.
Maybe I'll take you on one of mine.
Yeah, mate, I still have a tour manager in the end, but PAP was back in the day. I actually got asked to do a block of fucking a few the other day, but I can't do anymore.
You can't do it, you're too old.
No, people would be coming up for pictures. I'm old enough to be their dad and it's weird.
Sammy, what's it like then? Seeing as you've just come out, you've gone to your first ever nightclub appearance, mate. They're like sitting there. Like,
Mate, it is proper weird. Like, usually you go out, like, before Love Island, I go out on a night out, I stick a bit of game, annoy some girls, go home empty handed. And now it's like, you could turn up there.
Hot noodle and a wank.
Yeah.
No.
But I don't even know how to act, mate. Sometimes I'm just like, I get a bit like startled. I'm just like, oh.
Sammy, I've got a question for you, mate. Are you. Because you seemed, like, the thing is, when you go on to Love Island, you've got to be quite sort of like, I'm really sure of myself, really confident and stuff. Would you say you're a shy-ish person?
No, see, the way I've always, like, the way I am is I just don't really care about what anyone else thinks. So I'm just happy in myself, you know what I mean?
Happy in yourself.
So, okay.
Fair enough.
If you think I'm a dickhead, then
Do you think you are one?
Sometimes.
I don't think
I know I can be a dickhead.
Do you think you're a dickhead?
No, not really. Although people do lean out of cars and go, "You're that dickhead from Staying Relevant."
Yeah, I get the same thing.
But I get it all the time. But I don't think you are. I saw obviously your breakup with Jess, I saw that sort of online everywhere. So, okay, what's that by the way like? Because obviously you've come out, you're with someone, you obviously got, you have like a relationship. You'll always remember that person. You'll always be like, you'll always have that sort of like memory of them.
Public breakups aren't fun.
Oh, mate, shit. But especially when you're not used to it.
Yeah, literally.
I've had a few, Pete's had many, right? So like, we're kind of used to the whole sort of like the shit part of it. What was that like for you, obviously, if you don't mind talking about it?
No,
like,
no,
come out, you've broken up, it's everywhere.
With that, where it was like, it was a bit out of the blue, and like, where usually a breakup's hard as it is, you break up in the public eye and stuff, and then you're getting messages everywhere that, oh, you're all right, how's you and Jess, and it's just like, mate, like, just, you want to go a day without someone asking, oh, how's you and Jess, do you know what I mean? It's like...
Did you have to do that thing where you break up in private, and then you
both
have
Insta story.
You both have to announce it together, so it's like, what, are we going to do that
pretty
tonight?
Pretty much, okay, man, a post on...
Everyone does the stories, right? Yeah, no one does the actual post, no, it never goes on the grid.
Did you do, please respect my privacy?
I didn't do that.
No, but I actually read yours, Sammy. What was different with Sammy's? I don't think you knew it was happening.
What do you mean? Didn't know it was happening.
It was a story, and he goes, "I think I've been broken up with."
He goes,
really know what's happened.
Wait, give me a sec. No, you're drawing me out. Right. So, long story short, we spoke, and like for like a week or something, things were all over the place. It's a lot when you come out, a lot of pressure. I think Jess was struggling more with it, and we kind of on the phone said like, you know how you say in the heat of an argument, whatever, we're done, blah blah blah. We did that a couple of times, and it ended up sorting it out, but we ended up sorting out a few times, and then like the third time or something did it, and then she was in Ibiza, so I thought, when she gets back, even if we meet and talk and say, listen, it is done, then fine, whatever. But I thought, when she gets back, we'll just sort it out or dead it. And then I just woke up like a couple of days later, and it was just in the press. And I'm like, all right.
That's tough.
Guess I'm on my own.
Yeah. Well, did you then ask, you call her and be like, hey, is this it? What's going on?
I mean, I just kind of said like, we did end on nice terms, we're still fine, said hello to her at Pride of Britain. And
we were at the same table, weren't we?
Yeah, we were.
How was that?
Obviously, I've gone from going to these events with Jess, so then I've gone to Pride of Britain, I'm on my own, right? And I'm thinking, walk through my own, that's fine. Sit at my table, I just chat to her, whoever. Mate, I get to my table, yeah? Bearing in mind, it's a table for like 10 people, it's a massive table. Yeah. Every other table in it is full of people. I get there, obviously I'm on my own, and I get there before every other lover either. So I'm sat on this table on my own for about what felt like 3 days, just staring at some flowers in the middle of the table, like, yeah, brilliant. This is great.
Some random fella
obviously felt sorry for me, come over, and he was like, you're right, mate. Spoke to him for a bit, chewed his ear off, and then everyone ended up turn up. I think Jess was the next person to turn up.
So. Oh no, so it's you and her.
It was just me and her, but she went somewhere else. I was like, yeah, nice. So I just fucking, just staring at my shoes, twiddling my feet, twiddling my thumbs.
They are tough, those, if you don't know people at those
events. Because I'm all right, I'll chew anyone's ear off, but at the same time, it's like, when you're walking about and everyone's having their own convo.
Mingling.
And I'm just looking around like some weirdo in the corner. Like,
no, but mate, it's tough.
10 years in and I'm still doing that.
You're obviously friends with your ex, Jess. You can't say that about a lot of people who've broken up.
Yeah.
And a lot of them are like, oh God, it just ended in a really, really bad way. Did you call her after you found out you'd broken up and be like, have we broken up?
I'm going
to... So you didn't message after that?
No, so a little. I just said, I'm going to post something later, just because obviously she had sort of said that we're done and no one's heard anything from me. So I was like, everyone's thinking, oh,
you had to break your silence.
So I had to break my silence and put a story up.
Did she go, but like, because obviously you finished it with, we're done. But then in your head, you're like, look, we'll have a chat and whatever happens.
Yeah.
Did she then turn around to you and be like, this is actually done?
I didn't even ask her. As soon as in the press, You just knew. I just knew it. It's obviously done, isn't it?
It's nuts, isn't it? Now you're in that world where things hit the press. And
it's mad, mate.
This is actually happening now.
Literally. Like, I was just saying to Pete a minute ago, like, so me and Jess break up, and then we're at the Pride, it was the Pride of Britain, and I'm saying bye to Faye Winter. I literally give her a hug and walk off, and then it's pictured with like, so I've got that mom around her like this, and then there's everything, Sammy's new winter relationship. I'm thinking,
Pete, I'm saying bye. Every single event.
I would have hugged Pete by, like, do you know what I mean? It's,
mate, listen, don't hug me in public. Anyone stands next to me, and I am shagging them.
Yeah.
It has been like that.
Away,
fucking is. My mum was once my mystery woman.
Fuck off.
Dead serious. Took my mum to an event, went outside, had a cigarette. My mum was stood there, and she's quite obviously a mum, but she's little like gone. They took a picture from behind my mum, and it was next day, and I'd just split up with someone. Pete Wicks seen with Mystery Blonde. It's my fucking mother.
Did you clarify with your mum that it's definitely not a thing?
Yeah, we're a close family, but we ain't
that. Yeah, okay.
And
just don't lead her on. Yeah.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? It was a weird thing. Everyone's been. I've had my manager's been my mystery woman. Everyone has. You'll be mystery woman at some point, I'm sure.
Probably will.
The agent.
You never know. The agent always gets a mystery woman thing.
I'm surprised that hasn't happened. Yeah.
Yeah, mate. Honestly, now that you're single. Everywhere you go and everything you do is going to be fucking
watched. What? Why?
Unless you're Sam, they've never given a fuck about
that. Yeah, that is true.
People still think Sam is our friends. That's how bad it is for Sam.
Oh, your relationship.
I've got to ask you though, because you know I've had it, Pete's had it. When you break up with someone,
that made it sound like you were going to say a disease.
Yeah, chlamydia.
I've had it, Pete's had it.
Chlamydia. How many times?
What's it like for you coming out, and now you might see something in the press? Jess might be like on a night out, and there's a guy just like you've been linked with a girl.
Yeah.
Mate, you guys had like a really nice relationship.
Yeah.
I saw as a viewer, right? And you seem to actually be quite close. You said really nice things about it just now. Will it suck seeing that?
Yeah, I mean, it's never going to be nice. Someone,
always someone in the public eye, by the way.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I mean,
her next date will be someone in this industry.
All right, mate, stop drilling into me.
Sorry, apologies, but you just
No,
you need to know.
To be
I'm
fair,
just breaking it to you.
To be fair, I'm quite, I am quite good at just no matter how
horrible human you are. Am I wrong?
Really
Pete,
is
am
right.
I wrong?
No, you're 100% bubble. Hang on, I just got a tear in my eye, was it?
But do you know what I mean? Like you're
gonna, be out. I'm quite good at just sort of it, no matter about how bad something is, I think if you can't change something, just fucking deal with it, get used to it. It's
very like, Pete Wicks. How very Pete Wicks of you.
It's like you can't there's
control
no point.
What happens, you can only control you react.
Yeah, that's it.
And how do I normally react to it?
Crying. Quite often, rocking back.
But like,
and forth,
it's one of the things as well, yeah. How many times that's what I tell myself. How many times have you, like when you're younger, overreact to something and then 6 months down the line, you don't give a fuck about
exactly.
it? So it's like, you got to think 6 months in the line, am I going to care? No.
Yeah.
So.
That makes great outlook on life. You know? If you could put that into practice, great. Because I think about that every single time. And it's
maybe we should do some therapy sessions, mate.
We mate, already go.
Oh, we're going to have an absolute field day with Sam.
Earn some serious money.
Field day. Yeah, he'd be on just our retainer.
You got to go home, mate. No.
Daily.
Yeah, hugging their legs.
A lot more
please.
To say.
Yeah,
please, don't.
Daily. You wouldn't be able to fucking stop him. It'd give me a break, though, because he seems to use me as a fucking therapist most of the time. Man, of all the people to get life advice from, I ain't the one.
I call Pete every single time. If I've got any issues, I call Pete.
I'm going to have to get your number, mate.
Mate, winter is coming. Like they say in Game of Thrones. And look,
is that just a Game of Thrones thing? Is it winter is coming?
Winter.
I haven't watched it, but that is. I know that's.
Oh my god!
The thing.
You are both literally like the identical person. So you might as well just shack up with Sammy, Pete, because I mean, you guys would get on like a house on fire.
Fuck it, let's do it.
What? Because neither of us understand winter is coming from Game of Thrones.
Everyone else did in this room.
To be fair, I did say I understood it. I just haven't watched.
Oh,
so winter is coming. We have a thing called cuffing season.
Cuffing season, yes.
Yeah, it's where you shack up with someone over over the winter months. Is there anyone who's caught your eye? You don't have to say their name, but is there anyone who's caught your eye?
I thought I was going to come shack at yours houses.
If Pete doesn't allow me to his house.
No, I won't
Pete,
let
you cuddle, mate.
Sam's is a good one to stay at though, because if you can get past the moat and that, it's good. And obviously you've got the butler who cooks all the food for you.
Oh no.
You just got
how much is the rent?
You just got to say hello to the cats. Oh, you don't need rent because it's all paid for.
Oh fuck me.
He's pulled my pants down there so fully I don't even know where to start.
Well,
I don't even know where to rebuttal in that one.
But good
rebuttal.
Distraction. Good distraction. So who's your ideal woman?
I said it enough times, I've got enough trouble in fucking Love Island for saying it.
Well, who was it?
In Love Island, I said my type is a certain type and then end up with Jess, who wasn't my type. And
oh, that was always going to end well,
apparently,
then, wasn't it?
Yeah, but to this day, yeah, I still don't understand what the problem with this is.
But you never...
I'll argue till I'm... What's the word?
Blue in the face.
That's the one. I thought it was grey in the hair.
like Pete.
That's my problem.
Mate,
that's what's happened.
Because I don't see the issue, right, with having a type, but you get on better with someone that isn't your type.
But you never know what your type is until you meet that person. So actually, I completely agree with that. In my head, like, especially when I was younger, I had a certain type of woman that I thought that's exactly what I want. But you end up meeting different people who aren't necessarily your type. Like, I mean, certainly, like, you're not anyone's type. No one's going to describe Sam as their type, but obviously Zara has settled. No one's going to describe me as a type. Like, no one's going to go like someone that's not sort of drunk, rude, and receding. slightly small and a bit old. They're not going to go, that's exactly what I want.
Someone with, like, daddy issues or something.
Well,
they might.
Don't say it.
So Pete likes being called daddy.
Does he?
Yeah, by lovers, by, like, just general people.
Oh, fuck me.
Yeah.
I don't know why this has carried on, because the context is here.
Daddy Wicks.
And now it's just mental. It's just me- we can't.
I need some context. This.
Daddy Wicks.
No. Oh, let's just move on from that, shall we?
Sammy, can you say the words Daddy Wicks?
Oh, no. No. Don't. I'll message him.
Yeah, thanks. Voice note. Yeah. but yeah, so what is your type then?
We've
discovered that it's not necessarily what we're going to end up with.
Yeah, so it's not who I end up or I find attractive, but before going into the villa, I said it was like small, brunette, tanned.
Right. And what about personality traits within that? Do you like a feisty?
I like
nutters.
Yeah, see, I do.
So I like feisty girls.
Yeah.
I like homely.
And so, do you know what else I like? I like a lot of banter. Like, I'll rip the shit out of my mates, like my family do to me. And I need a girl that I can banter and I don't have to say, oh, I'm only joking.
Yeah.
And they start crying. I want them to give it back to me. You know what I'm saying?
Why does everyone say that? I never understand it. I was actually having this exact conversation yesterday. Why is it when people go, I want someone to give it back to me?
Yeah.
But I don't understand what you're giving for them to give back.
So say I call you ugly.
Yeah.
I want you, I want you to there you go. Ooh, that's giving it back. That's giving it back.
That is, yeah, but
he's getting angry. That was a bit sharp,
that's
wasn't it?
That's biting that.
Chill out, mate.
No, but my question is, what? Surely you wouldn't go up to a bird and go, you're butters.
No, but. No,
I've never heard you say butters in my life.
Yeah, I know,
I've never heard you say butters in my life.
Butters.
Butters. Yeah, bloody butters.
Sammy, say that again. You did a good posh accent.
Living butters.
Butters.
Yeah. Tarquin. Bring the ponies.
What is it that like that you want back?
I don't necessarily think
banter.
It's not necessarily.
What
like,
is banter?
God.
Fuck off, Sam.
It's not necessarily like an abuse thing, but it's having the same sense of humour as someone. Because obviously that would be no good for you because you need. For example, Sam and Zara, they're a fucking great couple and I spend a lot of time with them and I love them, but they make me feel physically sick. So their idea of having sort of jokes together is meowing each other or calling each other Goose and Pooh Bear or Poodle or
I'm living at your
like,
house.
You know what I mean? Like you'll see them and they rub noses.
You two nose rub.
Oh, I've tried before, got a slap in the face.
No. But it's hard to avoid it with me because I've got quite a big nose.
And he does, yeah.
Yeah, so now and then he just catches me off guard.
Now I can't stop looking at it.
It is a fucking hooter. If I fell over, you'd struggle to get me back out of the ground.
Fuck me.
But when he drinks a beer, his nose goes to the froth first.
Yeah, yeah, it's an absolute nightmare.
In the bowels the beer.
We call it a beak. Sometimes.
Oh, you're really going with it now, aren't you?
Sometimes we're having an argument. I'll go toucan play at that game.
Yeah,
that's brilliant.
Yeah, he's never said that, but he's going to do that now.
No, but I didn't
How
like
long
that.
Have you held that one in your little?
That was probably the best thing you said so far.
but
I'm part of the lads, motherfuckers.
And there we go, back to normal.
Yeah, you're gone.
Absolutely ruined it.
You was a lad for like 3.5 seconds.
Hey man, I've never been a lad to be honest. I'll give you that.
You did. You did well just now.
So someone who gives it back, someone who's got a bit of banter around them.
Yeah.
I never understand that, but Pete seems to understand what you're talking about.
Yeah, because you want to say, it's basically to whatever your sense of humour is. You want someone that is of a similar...
Yeah.
Your sense of humour
see,
is,
you...
I like to cry and talk about my feelings. So you need someone that wants to do that with you. You know, just like, I mean, your little spoon. That's
mate, because what is, yeah? What, no, don't.
I was little spoon last night. I fucking love
Come on, mate.
Oh, it's the best thing of life. How do you feel when, like, people might message? Because, look, Jess is a very liked person. Obviously, she did well on Love Island.
Yeah.
As did you. But, like, people seem to love her, as they loved you as well, because you both won. But, I've seen...
They love her more. Get to the point.
Well done for understanding.
Yeah.
Basically, I think... But it's true.
Yeah.
Like,
the women's always...
But they always do, yeah. They always love women more.
Girls stand with girls. Yeah. The way it goes, right? It's the way it is. You seem to be quite, like, emotionally intelligent, to be fair. And how
the surprise in your voice, Sam.
Yeah, how do you
feel?
Weren't
expecting that, no.
Yeah, but it's nice, mate. It's nice to be pleasant.
How do I feel?
How do you feel when you see things and people go, yeah, but Sammy did it, and you're like, you're factually wrong there. Does it fuck you off? Because you're like, I can't get involved in an argument on Twitter or TikTok.
Nah, because like I say, mate, if someone come up to my face in the street and like said something, a hate or false allegation, it's a different story. But some donut behind his screen at home and stinks.
Stinks.
Just say it. Just saying all sorts.
Stinks has come in.
Like saying all sorts. It's just like, all right, mate.
Fair play, man.
Or when there is cheating, like if the odd person says like a cheating allegation or something for me, or if
has
someone
there been a cheating
if someone I don't think there was.
So deny until you die, son. Deny until you die.
But what I say, right, is that even if someone was, say when I was with Jess, if someone messaged me and said, ah, oh, she's doing it, blah, 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 I'd be like, unless there's sort of proof or a picture or a video, because like someone, like obviously when you're doing PAs, people like chat shit. And so, someone said, like girls message Jess when I'm doing PAs and say, ah, oh, Sammy's doing this, doing that. It's like,
how did she take that?
Like she took it to heart and stuff, and I'm like, mate.
Yeah,
have any of these girls?
The breakup's probably an indication.
Like, if anyone's saying this shit, right? It's like, if they're saying I'm doing something so bad, someone in this club at a PA, who everyone's come there to see me, is gonna video it or take a picture. If there's no proof whatsoever, it's like,
yeah.
Just, it's people trying to sort of fuck your, people trying to fuck your relationship. Do you know what I mean?
Also, no one's that good at not getting people to film anything.
Yeah,
like there's always going to be proof.
There's something. Always going to be something.
Yeah, there has to be proof. You can't, like, if it's just words. I always say it just doesn't really mean anything.
Nah.
To be fair, I do have to ask you, mate. Right, and I feel like we've broken enough ice. You actually seem like a lovely bloke, by the way.
Thank you, mate. I appreciate it.
Why did you and Jess break up? What is the reason? If you had to put a finger on it,
it's genuinely a hard one to say because. It did come, like, it very much come out of the blue, and it was very much just Jess saying, yeah, it was very much just Jess saying that, like, she was under a lot of pressure, I think she just didn't adjust to, like, the new life as much as I did.
What does that mean?
I don't know, it's kind of what she said, and it's just like,
okay, yeah, fair
I
enough.
Just fucking said, you know what, I'm not the type of person, right, even if it means I'm going to make a load more money, or I'm going to please fans and stuff, I'm never going to beg a relationship, or I'm never going to fake a relationship. If I feel like she doesn't want it, it's like, all right, like, I'm not going to, do you know what I mean? So it's just, I didn't really ask to, like, I just said, you know, if that's how you really, really feel and you don't want it, then fight like,
fair play.
You know what I mean? It's one of them ones.
I would have definitely dived in and be like, no, I need to know exactly A's, B's, C's and D's. I need to know why.
She'd have had to determine that through the tears.
Yeah, whilst hugging her knees, begging her not to leave, I'd be like, but you need to tell me what I did wrong.
But you know what? Like, I think that's fairly, like, commendable based on the fact that a lot of people that come off Love Island and all that just stay together because they feel like they have to.
Yeah.
Because, you know, and that's why you end up with a lot of the relationships are all just fucking other people and cheating on them. And
yeah, exactly. But I can't do that. And not only that, right? Say when you're at the like NTAs and shit, and you're getting interviewed, I couldn't possibly stand there like locked in arms with some girl saying about how amazing we are, and like when I know we're not. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, so
it's
It's
just what I'd rather just sort.
There's a lot of people that do that, isn't there?
Yeah.
Right. So on that note, you are like I said it earlier on, at the height of your relevancy.
Mm.
We are, and have been for a number of years, on the decline.
I think we're on the incline. I think we're climbing.
I think, do you know what? Honest opinions, yeah.
Say it.
I think you're on the incline.
Yes, we are! The fuck
mate,
off
no,
me.
No, because for real, I used to watch Towie.
Oh, fuck
and then,
me,
genuinely. And then, obviously, fucking used to see you in your long hair every single day or whatever.
Thank you.
And then you kind of didn't see you again for a while.
Yeah.
And then recently,
I'm
I don't
everywhere.
Know if it's because I'm in the industry now, but like I see you two everywhere.
Yeah, we are everywhere.
Or hear you everywhere.
Yeah, it's annoying actually because we are everywhere at the minute.
I'm like a limpet, Sammy, that you can't get off a rock. It's like a little crustacean that like sticks to a piece of rock and you've got to hammer it with a stone to get it off. I sucked.
You're that on Pete.
I latched on and started sucking pretty fucking hard.
Oh.
And then he couldn't get off and he never got off. Yeah, like a cuttlefish. Oh. I've got a fan question quickly, and I know we've got to wrap it up soon, but this is something that I really want to know because I was. Sort of.
By fan question means him. He doesn't mean we've had a fan write in.
Yeah, no. I'm the fan.
I'm excited
because obviously I was working and on the back end of Love Island, it was all booting off between everybody, right?
Yeah.
Going on fucking podcasts, doing this, doing that. Has it calmed down? Or do people still dislike each other?
When you get out, I think a part of it maybe is part of staying relevant. People just sort of throwing a dig here and there just to sort of get themselves out there. For me, I'm never going to just fucking start calling someone out to make myself sort of like be in the limelight, do you know what I mean? Like,
and who
if I
that?
Like you, I like you. If I don't, I don't. But
who do you think did that the most?
Fuck off, Sam.
Actually, last question. Let me paint a picture for Pete. There's a guy called Scott, right? So he went in the villa. He was a bombshell. He's after Sam as a bombshell. He hooked up, I can't remember who he was with, but he hooked up with somebody.
Catherine,
and then someone else at the end. Was anyone else at the end?
Abby,
yeah. And then he left. He got voted out, and then he went to the American Love Island. 2 weeks after he got booted out, he went to the American Love. Mate, the devil works hard. That Scott Geezer works harder, right? He went for it. And then he went and did that. And then he's come back and now he's on the Love Island Games, I believe.
He's done three in a year.
Three in a year.
Three in about 2 months.
Three in about 2 months.
Is he really good, I think?
I mean,
go on, Sam.
Is it, what's, what is he? Is he, what are you saying about? Did you live with him as well?
I mean, I lied to him. Decent guy.
So why
do, mate, you got to rate the hustle, to be fair.
Oh yeah, 100%. But like, what's so good about him?
I think, oh no, mate, dude, to be fair, like anyone would take that opportunity to go and do three.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's good. But what's so good about him?
Well, I'll say this. I think that it became a bit of a meme because he was literally like, he left and went straight to the US. And then I think it's like, well, we're doing the games anyway. We might as well get him on
that. USA was a bit mad when I heard that. I was thinking, what the fuck? That's straight after. And then when I see games, I'm thinking, nah, like, that's mad, mate. Like, three Love Islands in the space of like 3 months.
But neither of you have answered the question of what's so interesting.
Well, how do you answer
Ask
that?
The viewers, mate.
Well, like, yeah, but like, what is it? Is he like a fucking villain?
I think he's quite snowy. Like he's not really either.
He's quite laid back.
Yeah, he's pretty laid back.
That's what I mean. Like, really, he's just wild.
I think he's quite straight.
I don't actually really know. But the thing is,
right, so he's blagging a living.
I think even with Scott, like, see when we come out, as far as like straight talkers go and people that get stuck in, it's like myself, Ty, Zach, Mitch, we were all in couples.
Yeah.
So it's like, not to say he was sort of like the only one that's sort of left saying. To go, he but like single. At the same time, as far as that straight talkers go and the one that wasn't in a couple, it was Scott. So I feel like...
Now that you're single, do you wish you'd been single then so you could have gone to the US?
I don't know, mate. See Love Island, yeah, it genuinely was like, I'm not just saying it, it was like the best summer and best experience of my life. But at the same time, after spending 8 weeks in there to think about going and back into another one, it was a bit like...
2 months? Is that
mate,
months?
I need a fucking... I need a little break from Love Island, just a bit of normality. Do you know what I mean? Nah.
So your number one show would be what? Jungle?
To go on?
Yeah.
I don't know, mate. There's a top three. There's SAS, Jungle and Dancing on Ice. They'll be the top three.
Dancing on Ice.
Mate, I'd love to do that. Fucking love ice skating and dancing.
You've never ice skated in your life. Skating. Shut the fuck up.
You should see me ski, mate. I can backflip on skis. Fucking unreal.
Can you?
Yeah.
Oh, we'll save that for another time.
That's what I show to before Love Island if I'm like trying to Put them all or something. I was like, show them a picture of me backflip.
You do. You show them a picture of it.
Yeah. Look at that. And they go, all right, fuck off. And
I go, I
got to try something else.
If that's what the game is, then fuck me.
Pete's been out of
I've got a decent game, mate.
So you're a good ice skater.
Shirt. Yeah, I'm fucking unreal ice skater.
Bro, can we get a video of you ice skating for Staying Relevant? We'll put it on the socials. That'd be so funny.
I'll try and get one.
Mate,
I need to go ice skating, though.
Mate,
is there any?
So funny.
Are we coming out to Christmas?
Yeah. Go to the one.
Maybe we should go together.
Win the Wonderland.
I love Wonderland.
Should we all go ice skating?
No, that's I don't true. Like Christmas or ice skating. I'll be in the pub.
You don't like anything, yeah?
No.
I really like Sammy's quite an observant bloke. He just sits you like, and he would just say like just a one word thing. Like, you're a bit of a knob, aren't you?
Yeah, not a massive fan of many things, if I'm honest with you.
No, at least you're honest.
Yeah.
Sammy, I'm going to say sorry, mate. Just to round it off, I quite liked you in Love Island, but sitting here, mate, you've got layers. You're a layered bloke.
Oh, I'm like a Victoria Sponge, mate.
I think you might have been a little bit misunderstood.
Well, that's
only three
layers.
I was.
An onion, I think, would both
Yeah.
Victoria Sponge just got the three.
Mate, as I said it, I thought, what's a layered cake?
The Victoria it was just Sponge the first is just cake sponge.
Like a milfoy would be a...
What's that?
Oh, milfoy. Fucking hell, Pete's about to tell you that you did well in Bake Off or MasterChef, aren't you? Go on, do it.
Go on. Well, did you do it?
Yeah, I did MasterChef.
Yeah, see that.
You name it, I've done it.
What was the thing that the guy really...
I failed at all of them.
What was the thing the guy really liked?
Oh, no, listen.
Toffee vodka.
I made my own sticky toffee pudding and John said it was one of the best they'd ever had, but I don't like to talk about
did
it.
They say that?
Fucking Jesus Christ.
Anyway,
Sammy, on that note, thank you so much for coming. And I do mean it, mate. We don't normally I know it sounds like you've had a load of Love Islanders. We don't actually normally have that many Love Islanders on this
Apart
show.
Apart from all the ones we've had before.
We don't normally have that many guests on this show, mate. You've been a real pleasure. It's been a privilege. But mate, I really do hope you're going to achieve all your dreams, mate.
No, thank you very much, mate.
With interest, won't we, Pete?
It's been a pleasure being here.
Sorry, I just wondered why you just went into sort of like his stepdad. Hope you achieve all your dreams. All right, we're just here.
Boys, it's fucking nice, mate. I haven't heard anything from you like that.
Do you know what I mean? All about
for you is this industry's shit.
but
your life's gonna be fucking miserable.
Welcome to the podcast, Sammy.
And your haircut's shit.
But I didn't say I can't say anything about haircuts. Fuck me, I look like Lord
Farquaad. I really like him.
But on the plus side, the more interesting part of Follow Your Dreams is fancy a beer.
Yeah.
See, that's more interesting. We'll do that.
I fancy a beer.
We'll go for a beer and we'll talk about your dreams, shall we?
I've got loads. Sammy, thank you so much, mate.
No, thank you for having me, mate. It's been fun.
You have been watching, listening, or watching
If you stayed,
you've been listening
Probably
and watching
not.
To Staying Relevant. Thank you so much for tuning in. We are back every single Monday wherever you catch your podcast. We have a single Friday on YouTube, and you can catch us on socials midweek as well, every single day at Staying Relevant Podcast on TikTok and Instagram.
and Snappy C is that much to call
Snapchat
it now. You always forget about that.
Well, beers are on you then, yeah?
Fucking, hey, just the one beer, mate. We are in London. See you all next week. Off your fucks and up.
We'll see you next week. He just said that.
What? Why'd you just...
I don't know.
Honestly.
Great, fucking really enjoyed that.
That was fun.
Insanity Group.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.